This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay, so my question is how glad are you to be able to see the park kind of open back up and people can start walking around rather than there just being a huge construction project here?
Thrilled that the park is reopened.
Is there any reason why you're thrilled about it?
Because I feel we have very limited waterfront access in the city of Buffalo for the past few years. So it was sad when this park was closed and you couldn't access it. So I'm very thrilled to have it reopened again so that people can come back down and bike around and hang out. Kids can access the, you know, volleyball went away. So many things went away. It's nice to have all that hopefully back very soon.
Where does it reflect on this being closed for about a year, year and a half? What is your thought on looking at it like the new reconstruction now?
Well, there's definitely a beautiful new building. I think there's going to be a restaurant down here soon, which will be nice also. But we do travel a lot to multiple waterfront cities that are similar to Buffalo over the year for sports. I will say this is the only city I've ever been in where they closed down the waterfront for multiple years for projects. Most cities have their waterfronts accessible because that brings the tourists to the city. And it is sad for me that sometimes we close our waterfronts for an extended period of time. So I'm, again, thrilled that it's open. Doesn't look significantly different, but again, some things haven't reopened yet, like the restaurant. And I'm not sure what this building's going to be.
Where does this rank on places people can go outdoors during the summer?
I would say that this is probably one of the top waterfront access areas in Western New York because Canal Side is also under construction. So once people figure out that they can get here, they can park here easily, they can take the ferry back and forth. It is a beautiful waterfront access park that has lots of things available in it. So I would rank it very high.
How glad are you to be able to finally see this park opened up to the public and see more people walking around?
I'm very happy. I can't wait to come down here and check out the restaurant. They're supposed to be adding down here, and I see they added, I think, some more restrooms. I don't know for sure. I have to go over there and see. And we used to fish right here, so we couldn't get no fishing in, so I'm glad to see it's open.
How frustrating was that for this, you know, a place where a lot of people like to come, and you mentioned you like to fish here. How frustrating was that for this to be closed for a while?
A scale, 1 to 10, maybe a 4. Maybe a 4, because we had to find some different areas to fish. And plus, I came here maybe twice a week, you know, about three years. So I came here about twice a week, so I had to find a new place to go, so.
And lastly, where does this rank for you as places for people to go, especially during the summer? And now this weekend is supposed to be coming up with really hot temperatures.
A scale 1 to 10, I put it at a 10. If you want to come here and meditate and get you something to eat and just relax, and I give it a 10 because every time I came down here, I pretty much had a great time. So I put it at a 10.
Are you glad to see, you know, the park, now opening back up to the public after it being closed for a few years?
Oh, yes. I love it. I can't wait for the restaurant. And the walk, the 3-mile walk, is well worth it, especially with the lake breeze like today. It's been beautiful. I can't wait for the restaurant to open.
Has it been frustrating at all because this is such a big part of sort of the canal side that for the past couple of years people have not been able to get access to it?
I don't think it shut down, I think, one summer, right? So it didn't kill it. I'm disappointed Canal Side doesn't have any events because I keep my boat at Erie Basin, and Canal Side is dead. It used to have an event every Saturday or Sunday, and I feel bad for the Canal Side vendors down there.
So my last question is just where does this rank to you as for places that people should go when they're coming to Buffalo, especially to be able to spend out here on a hot summer day?
It's not as nice as a walk in the Niagara Gorge in Niagara Falls, but the lake breeze is nice. I'd say it ranks about 5 out of 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.